Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler and my co-host David Blackman is still out sick, but will be back with us soon. Today's episode, should I be on all the social platforms? Now, for a lot of business owners, they feel like they have to be everywhere. And, you know, Instagram is big. Okay, we need an Instagram account. We need a Twitter account. We need Facebook, all of that. And while, yes, if you have the bandwidth to build out those profiles and do it well, then why not? However, a lot of times as small business owners, you don't have the capacity to do everything. And so what ends up happening is you have these half built out profiles that are linked to from your website that don't look good and can actually do a negative effect in terms of branding and representing your company and really do more harm than it's worth. And so I'm kind of the philosophy that if you're going to only do what you have time for and only do what you have time to do well. And so, for example, for my company, I only have a Facebook page. I don't have Instagram. I don't have Twitter. I don't have time and I don't see the little time that I would have would be effective. And so with Facebook, you know, I focus on it. I do it well. I don't do it as well as I should. But I've built up a following there and that's great. You know, that's where I focus my marketing, my social marketing efforts. And so I don't have an Instagram. I wouldn't be able to do it well if I had one. Same thing with Twitter. And so I think that kind of the rule is if you're gonna have it, make sure you represent your brand well, make sure it's not an empty half built out profile. And so that's kind of the general consensus. This is a very short episode here, but wanted to answer that question because I see that come up a lot. And I look at other web designers or other small businesses and I click over to the obligatory links that they have in the footer or the header of their profile with the social links, click over and see what doesn't look good and doesn't represent their brand well. So that is it for today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about a hosting company that I tried out, and I'm going to give my thoughts on that. But until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.